is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and a mystery, presenting a mystery about Iran. Within these last days, an Iranian warship, and perhaps an escort, have left Iranian waters and are headed to, well, where in the world would Iran want to sail to, especially because this warship looks a great deal like a freighter containing a lot of equipment. Where's it going? There's speculation it's the New World. To what end? I welcome Sam Legrone, who's the editor of United States Naval Institute News. USNI.org is where you can find this story. And Sam is asking very good questions as well about not only where's it going, where's it outbound to, but what's in it. Sam, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. What do we know about this ship and where it came from? Good evening.
Good evening, John. So what you're looking at here is the Iranian Navy ship Makran, which is a converted oil tanker that's been pressed into service for military use. It departed in late April from Iran with an escort believed to be headed towards Venezuela. It's currently steaming south off the east coast of Africa.
Off the east coast of Africa. So it's coming the long way around, headed to Venezuela. What's in it? Why is this suddenly interesting to us? Now, I won't bother with the Monroe Doctrine. Let's first find out what the mechanics are. What could Iran have in that ship that is of use to Venezuela, given that Amazon works everywhere?
So if you look at the ship, and we ran some satellite photography from the company Maxar on our news story today that shows what appear to be seven high-speed missile craft of the type that's also used by the Iranian sectarian forces that report directly to the Ayatollah and are responsible for coastal security in the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf.
You see craft on board. These are the attack boats, the fast attack boats that make incidents all the time in the Persian Gulf. They sort of look like darts through the water. Is that what you can see?
Yes. So if you look at the deck of the ship from the photography that we published, you're looking at the PICAP family of medium-sized attack craft. They call them FAC-FIAC, or fast attack craft, or fast inshore attack craft. And they're about 57 feet long. And then on the fantail or the aft part of the ship, they have a battery of short-range anti-ship missiles. So they're designed to swarm an enemy ship of much larger size and provide several targets to make it difficult to target every single one of them. So they can, against a larger warship, without a lot of maneuverability, they can be really dangerous.
You left messages with the U.S. Southern and Central Commands about these boats. Has the administration, has the DOD commented in any fashion about what you can see from a satellite?
As of this afternoon, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby put out a general statement when asked by myself and some other reporters at his daily presser today that he hadn't reviewed the photos and he wouldn't talk about any intelligence estimates. Our story follows one from Politico where they indicated that the ship was on the move and U.S. officials believed it was headed for Venezuela, but they didn't have a lot of information or context of what they were doing. What our story today at U.S. Tonight News does is at least give some hints as to what the Iranians could be up to when they go to Venezuela. And, oh, by the way, the Iranians have tacitly acknowledged this themselves. As of Monday, their foreign ministry put out a statement, which is the equivalent of the U.S. We will sail wherever international law allows. Essentially, they said that we have the right to operate internationally, and please, U.S., do not interfere with us.
Do not interfere. All right. Now, I'm trying to imagine what you can do with a fast attack boat off of Venezuela. And I'm also trying to imagine why Iran is working with Maduro. Do we have any indication of what they're trying to achieve here, or is this a complete surprise to everybody?
I think it was an inevitability. I think if you look at the trajectory between the Venezuelan and Iranian relationships, you're looking at two regimes that are both largely operating outside of the international order at the moment. Both are dealing with U.S. sanctions and their restrictions of their ability to get certain participation in the global world in terms of trade or military exchanges or anything. Venezuela itself has a relatively poorly resourced navy at the moment, but what they have been investing in is green water capabilities or capabilities kind of close to shore. Venezuela has declared a pretty large section, a giant rectangle of ocean in the Caribbean Sea, just to the north of their coastline, as territorial waters that demands permission to come in and out. And the U.S. has tested those restrictions as recently as last year. However, there's nothing really the Venezuelans have to enforce those restrictions. However, if you have a major investment in capabilities with a credible anti-ship threat on a fast attack craft that changes the dynamics in the Caribbean Sea, very close to some major trade routes coming out of the Panama Canal.
The Panama Canal. Magic words 100 years ago. Is this about the Panama Canal? Do we know?
I think it's too early to say, but I think at the very least, the indications are pretty strong that the Iranians and the Venezuelans will be exercising together. And the one thing that the Iranians are always practicing is interactions with U.S. ships and pushing them to the limit of their ability to interdict and intercept them.
Yes, well, it take me immediately to a Humphrey Bogart movie that I always puzzled about, Across the Pacific, in which he accidentally comes across a plot to destroy the Panama Canal. These boats aren't capable of anything that severe, are they, in any fashion? These are meant to sink ships, not canals.
Oh, absolutely. You would need a major, I wouldn't even know how many of these you would need to cause a credible disruption to the mechanics of the locks in the Panama Canal. However, the threat to commercial shipping, if any country were to use these to intimidate merchants, right, would be significant.
Also, what else could be on board that ship? You mention in your reporting and some other reporting that I've read, drones are possible. Is that something that Iran has to give away?
Iran is pretty good at two different types of low-cost drones. They have a pretty good inventory of essentially explosive remote control chips that they've used with some of their proxy forces. Are allegedly, because this is Iran, they have allegedly used with some of their proxy forces. For example, the Houthis have used remote control explosive boats to some degrees, which is essentially a converted Boston Whaler that you can control from a distance.
Sam Legrone is the editor of USNI News. You can find the image of the warship Macron at the USNI.org website. Unknown and unknown where it's bound, but right now, Venezuela is a good port to cause a lot of trouble. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.